Hello, it's Brother Jeff for your daily inspiration. We really want to thank you for calling in. It's a blessing that you can call and we can share what God has shown us, and we can encourage each other. We can feast on the Word of God and learn more about Jesus and ultimately be prepared to meet Him in glory one day. I want to hear His words. Well done. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about the world today, worldliness. You know, Romans 12:2 would be a text verse I'd like to look at, where it tells us to be not conformed to this world. It's very simple. Be not conformed to this world. This world is wicked. This world is temporal. This world is an enemy of God. This world is Satan's dominion as we know it. And there is a coming day when God is going to change all things. It says in Hebrews there, He's going to change the earth as you change the garments, the bedspread on a bed. You're just going to change the raiment. You're going to make it new. And God's going to remake it one day, and it's going to have righteousness only and no more sin. But as we live here today, there is wickedness abounding. We live in an hour that Isaiah the prophet said, they'll call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. They'll give light for darkness and darkness for light. Good is evil and evil is good. There seems to be no moral standard anymore. Hollywood and literature and music has dictated what is right and what is wrong. We now have people worried or confused on what bathroom to even use because of their natural biological gender. They're confused that they're something else. We live in a perverted and wicked hour, and we need to know that we've been called to come out of this world and be separate. We're not to be conformed, molded, shaped by this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind through the Word of God. So I'll read you a few verses about worldliness and not conforming to the world. As it says here, I'll read the whole text there in Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans 12:1-2. And then John 17:14 says, I have given them, he's referring back to the disciples, thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. John 17:14. Then we look at Luke 16:15, and it says, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Luke 16:15. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Then it's in Timothy 2:14. He says, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. A few more verses before we move on. Pure religion, this is James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. Then it says in James 4:4, this one really always should punch us pretty hard, because we're called to come out of the world, not to be a friend of the world. James 4 says, Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4:4. And it says, you're a chosen generation. In 1 Peter, we're talking now. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9 and 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15. So, as we see, there is a lot in the scripture, and we just covered a few, that this teaching is extensively taught and is true Bible teaching, true Bible doctrine, that we are to not be part of the world system. As the people of God who have had faith in the blood of Jesus, we're called to come out. We're called to step out. We're called to stand out. We're called to suffer. We're called to represent Jesus to a lost and dying world. So the people of God and the people of this world are two separate classes or bodies of people. There's the saved and the unsaved. As it says there in 1 Samuel, it says the sons of Eli, the priest, calls them sons of Belial, says they knew not the Lord. And there you go. There's people in this world that know the Lord and people that don't. People that are friends with the world and people that are not. It teaches us here in the Bible that it's wrong and sinful for the people of God to be conformed and shaped to the sinful fleshly practices of worldly people. And it also tells us in the Bible from these verses that the people of God have been called to holiness, righteousness, purity, faith. And we are called and commanded, and can we use the word commission, to go out and win the world to God rather than to conform the world in its wickedness by partaking of its ungodly practices. And we also learn from these scriptures that in this separate, holy, God-honoring life that we're supposed to give God, the people of God are to let their light shine in the midst of darkness and crookedness and perverseness. And we are to draw people to God by our beacon of hope and light and purity of lives. And these scriptures that we read also tell us that to have the pure religion requires a complete separation from the world on the part of those that have experienced it. We'll look into this subject tomorrow in the coming days. I just want to encourage you. Let's do what the Bible says. God bless your day. Keep looking to Jesus.